Okay, we left off yesterday on Daf Lamed Gimel and Beis. We were in the middle of a discussion. The Gemara was trying to figure out how to paskin in the machlokas between Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in two different cases. There were two machlokas between Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. One machlokas was regarding after Takanas from Gamliel that you are only allowed to be mevatel get in front of the shliach or in front of the isha. What if you don't follow Rabbi Gamliel's takana and you're mevatel get not in front of the shliach and not in front of the isha? Does it still work? Rebbe holds bitl mevutal, it's still going to work. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it's not going to work. The other machlokas was if you send 10 people to go write a get to your wife and then you're mevatel some of them, zeh shalo bifnei zeh, Rebbe holds you're allowed to do that. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, eino yachal, that you can't do that. So the machloka, so the Gemara is trying to figure out how to paskin in these two machlokasim. So we're about 12, 13 lines from the bottom of the page. Va'af Rabbi Oshia de min usha savar chadik Rebbe v'chadik Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Oshia de min usha paskins in one case like Rebbe and in one like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And the Gemara is going to demonstrate which one he paskins like which shita. Da'amar Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, chamisha sabi havina Kamed Rabbi Oshia de min usha. There were five old people in front of Rabbi Oshia de min usha. Asa hu gavra kamei, and a guy came in front of him. Va'ashkle gita al korche, and he managed to extract a get bal korche of the husband. Amar lehu, and he said to the guys who were the shluchim, zilu itmaru v'kisvula, the guys who were the shluchim to write the get and to deliver the get, he told them, go hide somewhere and write the get. Now, why would he tell them to go hide somewhere? V'isal kadaitach karebi, if you hold that your husband is able to be mevatel the shlichus, even not in front of the shluchim, so what benefit is there of hiding? Obviously, the reason he told them to hide is, I finally got the guy to say rotza ani, meaning when he said he gave it bal korche has to mean he forced him until he said rotza ani. If he never said rotza ani, it's never going to work. So he forced the husband until he said rotza ani. I finally got him to agree. Now quickly hide before he's mevatel your shlichus. But if you hold like Rebbe that he's going to be able to be mevatel the shlichus, even shalo bifnei the shluchim, so kimit merimai havi. What difference does it make if they go hide? The husband will still be able to be mevatel the shlichus. Says the Gemara, El Shema Minak, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Sirulei. So you see that he holds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel on that particular halacha that you're not able to be mevatel the shlichus shalo bifnehem. V'yisal kadaitach. And if you hold that if you think that he holds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel on both points, meaning that he also holds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that you're not able to be mevatel zeh shalo bifnei zeh lama lehu et muri, then why would he tell them to hide away? There would be a much better answer for them. Live the ruv duri, just scatter them, send them to different places. So if he ever wants to be mevatel one of them, he's not going to be able to be mevatel all of them at the same time, and therefore the bittel is going to be totally ineffective. So you see, he holds in one halacha like Rabbi, and the other machlokas he holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel. V'Rav Amar Rav Nachman halacha k'Rabbi b'shtein. Rav says in the name of Rav Nachman. Keep in mind that it's Rav Nachman because that name is going to come up a few times over here. Rav says in the name of Rav Nachman that we paskin like in both cases we paskin like Rabbi. So frak the Gemara, both cases we paskin like Rabbi according to Rav Nachman. V'lesli Rav Nachman makoch based in Yafa. Keep in mind, Rabbi held that if you're after Takanas from Gamliel, if you're mevatel to get not bifnei the shliach, not bifnei the isha, that it's mevutal. The reason Rav Shimon Gamliel disagreed is he said, well, then what's the point of the whole takana? The whole takana offers no protection if you're able to be mevatel to get shalom bifnei the shliach and shalom bifnei the isha. So does Rav Nachman not hold of that general svara that we need to give teeth to a takana's Beis Din? V'ha'amar Rav Nachman amar Shmuel. Didn't Rav Nachman say in the name of Shmuel, Yisomen Shabbat ulachlok b'nichse avian, that if Yisomen come to divide their father's estate, Beis Din ma'amidin lan apotropos, Beis Din will appoint for them an apotropos, uborin lan chelek yafa, and the apotropos will be in charge of making sure that each yasam will get their own apotropos, and each yasam's apotropos will make sure that each one gets a good deal. When the Yisomim get older and they're able to make judgments on their own, they could say, nah, I don't think the apotropos represented my true interests really well. And he could make a macha and say, I don't want this division. I want to divide it up differently. Rav Nachman said, That if they grow up, they're not able to make a macha. Because what's the whole point of the apotropos if when they grow up they're just going to be able to make a macha and undo everything the apotropos did? It's gonna undermine the whole koach of the beis din in appointing the apotropos. So don't you see, Rav Nachman also holds the svara of makoach beis din yafa. So he can't possibly paskin like Rebbe, who says that you're in bitlo mevutal. So says the Gemara, hasa mamona hachi isura. No, there's a difference. In dine mamonis, he's going to say imkein makoach beis din yafa. He's going to say that we were more likely to give teeth to takanas beis din in dine mamonis, because after all, dine mamonis is totally in the hands of beis din. Hefker beis din hefker. They can do whatever they want in the area of dine mamonis. But in iser v'heter, you can't throw around a svara like makoach beis din yafa, because beis din simply doesn't have that kind of authority when it comes to iser v'heter. Now, the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin and Daf Memhei derives this idea of mamidin lan apotropos from a pasuk, and the Achronim all deal with the same issue. Why do you need a pasuk to teach us that mamidin lan apotropos, that an apotropos is able to represent the yasam and decide which chelik the yasam is going to get? Shouldn't it be obvious zachin la adam shalom b'fanav that it's a zuchusulo, that of course you're allowed to be mamid an apotropos? So the Chazon Ish, Choshen Mishpat Tzibinun Os Hei, Chazon Ish writes that the chiddush of the pasuk is that normally, whenever there's a tzad chova, we don't say zachin ladam shalom b'fanav. Whenever there's any tzad chova whatsoever. Now, whenever you're going to divide an estate, there's going to be a tzad zuchus and a tzad chova. Because, yeah, I'm going to try to get, you have to give a little bit in order to take, in order to get a reasonable deal. You're going to have to maybe give up on something that's positive, something that's good, in order to get something else that's good. So there's a little bit of a tzad chova. So the Chazon Ish says that the chiddush of the pasuk is, normally we don't say zachin la'adam shalom b'fanav when there's a tzad chova, but the chiddush of the pasuk is that when you're dealing with a person, shekol shekatzri yado lahagen al atzmo, you're dealing with a person who has no ability to watch out for his own good. Even when there's a little bit of a tzad chova, the chiddush of the pasuk is that you can. So we still say zachin la'adam shalom b'fanav. There is a discussion in the Rishonim over here, what exactly, how exactly Beis Din is, the apotropos is Borin Lehen Chelek Yafa. How much do we allow the apotropos to negotiate which part of land his Yasum is going to get, and how much is it just based on luck? So Tosfos over here quotes Rabbeinu Tam, says Borin Al Yidei Goral. Dein Trichus Alat El Goral says that you're Borin Chelek Yafa through a Goral. Other Rishonim say no, that they negotiate exactly what they're going to get. Others have a some sort of compromise shita that they negotiate to make sure that the chaluka is divided fairly, and then once they divide it, and let's say into, if there are three some, they divide it into three fair parts, and that was negotiated, then they do a goral over who gets which part. Whatever it is, though, the apotropos is certainly there for the best interest of the yasam. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Now this is a new sugya. Gidol bara ilah yishadu la gitol adibitu. Gidol bara ilah sent a get to his wife. Azul shlicha ashka davi yasuv navla. So the shliach went to deliver the get to the woman, and he found that she was sitting there weaving. Amrla, and he said to her, hagiteich, here's your get. Amrla, she said, zil hashta miya v'salamachar, come back tomorrow, I'm busy right now. Azul gabev amrla, so he went back to the husband, the shliach went back to the husband, and he said, look, she was busy, so I'm going to have to go deliver it tomorrow, I never gave her the get. Pasach v'yamar, baruch atova ametiv. He said, oh, baruch Hashem, thank God. So what does that mean when he says Baruch Atov Ameitiv? So Abayi Yama Baruch Atov Ameitiv Lo Batal Gita. Baruch Atov Ameitiv, I'm not divorced today, but I still want you to give the get, and the shliach is still authorized to give the get the next day. Rava Amar Baruch Atov Ameitiv Batal Gita. No, Rava says he's saying Baruch Atov Ameitiv because obviously he changed his mind. He thought it was too late, he already sent the guy and there was no turning back, and that he was going to be divorced, but he didn't really want to be divorced. He said, oh, Baruch Atov Ameitiv, what ashkacha that she didn't end up receiving the get. So, what's the machlokas Abai and Rava? They're arguing about whether Gilui Das is enough to be Mevatal Get, meaning when the husband is verbally Mevatal Get, get to the shliach, so then the get is batal. What if he just does things that indicate that he wants to be mevatel the get, but he never actually says it explicitly? The Abaye sover gilui daita begita lav milsi. He Abaye says it's meaningless until he is actually mevatel the get verbally and explicitly. It's totally ineffective. The Rava sover gilui daita begita milsi. And Rava says no, a gilui das and a get does count for something. It does mean something. In the Tshuvas HaRash, Klal Mem Hei Os Hei talks about a case of a woman whose husband went away and never returned, and the woman wanted to get a get, so she sent a shliach after the husband to try to find him, to receive a get from him. And the shliach wasn't coming back, so she sent a second shliach. And after she sent the second shliach, the first shliach came back with a get. And the shaila was, is that a gilui das that I was mevatel the first shliach? When I sent the second shliach, is that called a gilui das that I was mevatel the first shliach? So the Rosh says what seems like the obvious answer, of course not. Adraba, it's a gilui das that you really wanted this get. So it's like if you have an aveda, you lost something, you know, lost puppy. So you hang up signs not on just one lamp pole, you hang up signs on every lamp pole in the neighborhood. You see it all over the place. You send as many shluchim as you could possibly get. So that's what you're being megaladas. Not that you want to be mevatel the shlichus, but the whole tshuva is a little bit perplexing. Shar Mitzion Balacha points out, in the end of the Gemara over here, this is one of the Yal Kigam. We're going to paskin like Abaye. So the whole discussion is a moot point. Let's say it is a gilui das. We pass like Abaye anyway. That gilui das doesn't matter. So it's a little bit difficult. Perhaps the Rosh is just saying, even if you held gilui das, you know, he has to write something in the tshuva. So even if you hold gilui das is meaningful, like Rava, still this doesn't count as gilui das anyway. But now the Gemara is going to try to demonstrate which shita is correct regarding the gilui das issue. The Tosfot explains that the issue over gilui das is whether dvarim shebelev are considered dvarim over here. Tosfot writes, im libo shalim levatel velo hotzi mipiv. Eino klum, according to Abaye, the dvarm shablev einon dvarm. The reason why gilui das doesn't work, according to Abaye, is because of dvarm shablev. And he says, Rava holds, afal gav de kaimlon, the dvarm shablev einon dvarm, hecha de ika gilui daita ki ilu gila bepiv dami. That generally dvarm shablev are einon dvarm, but if you're megala das, that's as if you said it bepiv. So it's an issue over dvarm shablev. But anyway, not all we show him agree to tell us Rid's analysis, but that's what we'll stick with for now. The Gemara is going to try to bring rayas one way or the other. So Amar Rava Mina Amina. Rava says, how do I know I'm correct that gilui das is meaningful, that it is an effective bittul? So Rav Sheshes Ashkele Gita Lohu Gavra Bal Karche. Rav Sheshes extracted a get from a guy against his will, and again, it has to be he was kofeh him until he said Rotsa Ani. Va'amalu Lusahadi Hachi Amar Luchu Rav Sheshes Levatel Gita. And the guy told the witnesses, Rav Sheshes said that the get should be batel. Rav Sheshes required another get based on the husband himself saying, not that he was being mevatel the get, but that Rav Sheshes said the get should be batel. Now Rav Sheshes never said it, but the husband saying that Rav Sheshes said it is a gilui das that the husband himself wants the get to be batel, and therefore he required another get. Now, the Ritva is medayik. It doesn't say that Rav Sheshes required a shlichus achrina. He required a gita achrina. We had a machlokas a couple of days ago. When you mevatel the get, can you use that same document again? When next, if you decide later on that you still want to divorce her, can you use that same document if you need to write up a new one? So this is Rav Sheshes Lishitaso, that he required gita achrina. You need to rewrite a whole new get. The Abaye, and Abaye will respond to that case and will say, no, that's not gilui das at all. Atu Rav Sheshes mevatel giti din shava. What, do you think Rav Sheshes goes around being mevatel people's gittin? No, ihu batla. Over there it's obvious the guy himself is being mevatel the get. And why is he saying that Rav Sheshes was mevatel the get? Because there are these guys that are beating him up to give a get. And he's not going to want to be mevatel because then they'll beat him up even more. So he says, oh, Rav Sheshes said it. And he's hoping that's going to work to get them off his back. This is like the Shita of Rav in Masech Maseches Kiddushin Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis that Rav Mangid Amanda Mevatel Gita. So he knew that there were going to be people that were going to beat him if he's Mevatel Get. So he doesn't want to take the blame for being Mevatel Get. So he shoves it on Rav Sheshes. So that's one raya rejected. V'amar Abaye. Abaye says, I'll tell you how I know I'm right. Mina Aminila. Rabbi Yehuda Ashkele Gita L'Chasanid Rabbi Yirmiyah Bira'a Ubatle. Rabbi Yehuda took a get for the son-in-law of Rabbi Yirmiyah Bira'a, and he was Mevatalit. Tana Ashkele, and the son-in-law was then Mevatal the get after he sent the original Shlichus. Tana Ashkele Ubatle. He got him to give a get again, and again he was Mevatalit. So he had enough. He said, I got to do something now. Next time I convince him to give a get, I can't have him be Mevatel. So what did he do? Ton of Ashkele al Karche, he took it against his will. And he told the witnesses, Osivu Karibu Unaichu, put earplugs in, Uksovule, and write the get. The halacha is that if you're being mevatel the shlichus, you need to be mevatel the get either in front of the isha or in front of the shluchim. You're the shluchim. Make sure you don't hear anything. Hear no evil. Put the earplugs in, and you don't have to worry about anything. So if isal kadaitu gilei daitu begita milsi, if you hold gilei das and the get counts as something, that counts as a bittel. Hachazle de karat basrayu. Aren't the edim? Aren't these shluchim going to see that the husband's sitting there moving his lips in an irate fashion, where he's obviously trying to be mevatel the get, and he's running after them, he's chasing after them? Aren't they going to realize that? So isn't that a gilei das? So granted, they don't hear his bittel, but there's definitely a gilei das. So you see, gilei das is ineffective. So says Rava, v'Rava haida karat basrayu. Rava will answer, no. You could always argue that the guys running after him, after them, they could always think, da'amalu ashur avula hai. They could always think that he's saying, yeah, go give it quickly, go. And that's why he's so animated. I had enough tsaras with this woman. Get rid of her already. Right? That could be what they're screaming about. Unlikely, but you never know. Now the Rishonim over here discuss, is that really an effective way of solving problems? By just putting your hands over your ears and saying, if get is batel in the forest, and no one is there to hear it, right? Is it a get batel in that? It's such a strange, tells Rid is bothered Ramban. What's going on over here? So the Ramban says, no. In order to be mevatel get, the Ramban has this shita that carries through the sugya. You need a dibur alimasa. You need a very strong dibur to be mevatel get. Part of the definition of a strong dibur is that it has to be in front of Shnei Edim. So it's a chisaron in the bittel. The bittel is a weaker bittel when it's not in front of two Edim. That's why it doesn't work when they put the things in their ears. The bit, it's not that that they pretend the bittel didn't happen. No, they know the guy tried to be mevatel, but the bittel is ineffective because it's too weak of a bittel. So other Rishonim say a little bit differently. They say that that it's not necessarily that the bittel is not a strong enough bittel, but it's pshat that sometimes Edom are there. For Eidos, later on, Tosrid points this out very clearly, that sometimes you have Eidim there just to verify that something in fact occurred. If I sell you something, for instance, and then I come to you the next day and I say, I never sold that to you, why do you have that? So it helps if we have Eidim that saw that I sold it to you to verify that I sold it to you. What if we don't have Eidim? Well, I'm still personally responsible to live by my word and to acknowledge that I sold it to you. I'm still chayiv to be honest about it, right? Because the sale is still a valid sale, even if we don't have Eidim. But by a kiddushin, for instance, you have what's called edus l'kiyum adavar. If a man goes over to a woman in a forest and no one else is there and there are no edim and says, "Harei mukadeshes b'tavaz mukadesh Moshe v'Yisrael," and gives her a ring, it's not that she's mukadeshes, but we just can't prove it. She's not mukadeshes. Without the edim, you have the whole kiddushin is invalid. So Tosrit suggests, without using the words edus l'kiyum adavar, but he seems to be going along those lines, he suggests that over here as well, to be mevata l'get, you need Edim there, otherwise it's not called a bittel. It's simply not a bittel. Part of what the requirements of a bittel is that it needs to be in front of the shluchim themselves. Without the shluchim themselves, without the Edim themselves, it's simply not a bittel. It's like Edus L'kiyum Adavar. It's a huge chiddush to say that that's the role of the Edim over here, that it's L'kiyum Adavar and not just L'bir Adavar. But you got to say something, because the Eitzah doesn't seem like such a great Eitzah to just put earplugs in. Okay, says the Gemara, another raya. Vam Rabbi Mina Amin Labai says, no, you know where else I have my shita from? A guy says, look, if I don't come within 30 days, this get should be chal. Asa, he comes back with Paske Mavra, and as he's coming back, he misses the boat over the other side of the river. So he's standing on the other side of the river. We see him standing there, jumping up and down, waving, right? Amalu Chazud Asa, he's screaming, look, I came, I came. What's he tining when he says, I came? So we had this come out a couple of times already. Rashi always says that when he's saying, I came, he's saying, look, I said I'm going to come in 30 days, I'm here. I'm Mekayim Etanai. Meaning, this is it, I'm here. The Meiri and the other Rishonim say, no, it's not that he's saying he was Mekayim Etanai. He knows he wasn't Mekayim Etanai, because here isn't the other side of the river, here is here. So he knows he wasn't Mekayim Etanai. What he's saying is, look, the only reason I wasn't Mekayim Etanai was because of an ones. Was because I missed the boat, and that was a pure onus, it was a pure accident. So the onus should not prevent me from fulfilling my tenai. So whatever it is, he's saying, I don't want to get to Bichal. Va'amr Shmuel lo shmei masi, and Shmuel says, that's not called coming. So Abaye says, don't you see? He's being megal adas, he's jumping up and down, screaming, chazud asai, chazud asai. So he's being megal adas that he wants to be mevatel the get, and we ignore him. And the get is still chal. So don't you see that gilui das is nothing? Rava would respond, no. Atu asam l'vtu l'gita bai. Why, you think he's screaming because he wants to be mevatel the get? Hasam l'kume tanai kabai. If you ask him, what are you doing? He's not going to say, I'm being mevatel my get. He's going to say, I'm fulfilling my tanai, which therefore automatically will go and be mevatel the get. But he's trying to be fulfilled tonight. He's not trying to be mevatel again. Velo mekayim tonight. And the bottom line is, he didn't. He wasn't mekayimis tonight. He's trying to, but he wasn't mekayimis tonight. So it's an ineffective kiyum of the tonight. He's not even. So it's not even a giloy das on the get. There's a machlokas rishonim. Bali Itzer and Rashba. Rashba quotes this later on in the Masechta, and Dafayin Vav. Let's say a guy gives a get to his wife and says, you're going to be Mugureshas, Me'achshav La'achalamidyom. Right? That if with a certain Tanai or whatever, La'achalamidyom. So if I don't come with La'achalamidyom. But the get is going to be Chal, you use the word Me'achshav. And Me'achshav means L'mafreya, it's going to be Chal back. So there's a Machlokas Rishonim. In the interim 30 days, does the husband have the ability to be Mevatel the get? Meaning, if it's going to be the Mafreya, so isn't that, the Bala Iter says, if it's going to be the Mafreya, well, once he's already given the get, once it's going to be Chal 30 days ago, so it's as if he's already given the get to his wife, and then he's trying to be Mevatel. The Mishnah says, once the wife receives the get, too late to be Mevatel the get. Whereas the Rashba says, no, that Me'achshav is not going to be that way. That as long as the get has not yet been chal, even though once it's chal, it's going to be chal l'mafreya 30 days ago, since as of now it has not yet been chal, it's not going to be batel. This is what my Chavrusa always likes to call, Rav Razman always likes to call, l'mafreya, or mikanu l'habal l'mafreya. Right? Everyone agrees that in that case, the get is going to be chal l'mafreya, but how l'mafreya is it? Is it totally l'mafreya, to the point that it's so back, it goes so far back in time that there's no, meaning it's so strongly back to that first day that anything you do in the interim is totally worthless because it's after the get? Or you say, no, it's a mikanu l'habal l'mafreya. That it's going to be chal l'mafreya, but it's only going to be chal l'mafreya in a couple of weeks from now. And that's when it's first going to be chal. So that's the machlokas in the Rishonim. The reason I mentioned is because the machlokas is based on how to read this Gemara. The guy says, if I don't come within 30 days, so the Rishonim are chol, that's the machlokas Rishonim. Is he saying me'achshav in our Gemara? Not me'achshav. He's saying a tanai of im rather than a tanai of me'achshav. So that's depending on how you read this Gemara, because apparently everyone would agree that if he was mevatel to get verbally in this case within the 30 days, that it would work. That if he actually explicitly was mevatel to get, that it would work. So the Bala Yitzhar says, you see, even though it's me'achshav, it would still work. And the Rashba says, no, this is a case of im, it's not a case of me'achshav. Vaitu in the Gemara, Uda Amar Luhu, Ilo Nasibna Atlasin Yomin Lahavigita. There's a guy that is engaged, and he wants a very long engagement. They had Erisin already, and his Kala had enough. She wants to get married already. So he says, okay, I promise, if I don't marry you within 30 days, this get should be a valid get. So Kimatu Atlasin Yomin, 30 days come, Amar Luhu Hatarach. Now the guy says, look, I really want to, I'm just too busy with the Tzarchei Chub, I'm preparing it, just didn't get it ready in time. So it's a pure anus. So Lamai Nechushla, so what... Why should we say that this get should not be a valid get? imishum unsa, if you want to say, well, it's an ones, so it's not his fault that he didn't get married, well, ein ones begitten. And the taina of ones isn't going to prevent a get from being chal. Imishum giluy daita begita plukta da by ravahu. If it's an issue of giluy das, that the guy was being megaladas in the get, and that's what should, that he's being megaladas, that he wants to be mevatel the get, and that's what should be mevatel the get, well, that's a machlokas abaye and rava. Now, keep in mind, it's only machlokas abaye and rava according to abaye. Rava says that it's not a giloy das when what you're trying to do is being mekayim your tanai, right? It's only a giloy das when what you're trying to do is to actually be megala das, to be mevatel again. It's not even called a giloy das. So Tosfos makes that ha'ara in the bottom of Tosfos, that it's only machlokas Abaye and Rava if you were to ask Abaye. But in reality, Rava would say that this isn't a giloy das anyway, so it wouldn't work anyway. So in reality, everyone would agree over here that that there's no reason to be mevatel this get. A guy says to his kala, if I don't marry you by Rosh Chodesh Adar, then your get should be a good get. He said, no, didn't I say Rosh Chodesh Nisan? I misspoke. I meant to say Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So lamai nechushla, imishum ones. So why would we be mevatel this get? If we're going to say, why would we not be mevatel this get? Why would we be mevatel this get, rather? If it's because of ones, we're going to say, well, it's not his fault. He really thought it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and therefore the get should not be chal yet. Ein ones begitten. Tainus ones doesn't prevent a get from being chal. Imishum giluy daita, and if you're going to say it's an issue of giluy das, plukta dabai v'rava, like we just said before, that's machlokas habai and rava, whether giluy das is effective or not. So says the Gemara, at the end of the day, how do we paskin in all of the discussions we've had over the last 2 days? Vilchsa kenachman, vilchsa kenachman, vilchsa kenachmeni. What does that mean? First, hilchsa kenachman Rashi says, Bittul b'fnei shnayim, that when you're mevatel get, you do it, meaning prior to Takanish Ram Gamliel, when a husband wanted to be mevatel get, and it wasn't b'fnei the shluchim, wasn't b'fnei the isha, how many people would it have to be in front of? Hilchsa kenachman, only in front of two people, not in front of a bezin of three. Second hilchsa kenachman is the halacha, when he says halacha karebi b'shtehen, right, both legabe the halacha of batlo mevutal, that if you want to be mevatel, mevutal, and that you're allowed to be mevatel zeshalo b'fnei zeh, right, so that's really a double one, that's really two, paskani two halachas in that hilchsa kenachman, and hilchsa kenachmeni. Now nachmeni is not nachman, nachmeni is abaye. Abaye is one that's said Gilei Daita Begita is nothing, and we're saying this is one of the Yalkigam. We in fact paskin like Abaye in this case. Why do we call Abaye Nachmeni? So a very well-known Rashi in Gilei Nashas over here, Rashi says that the reason Abaye is called Nachmeni over here, Vinir Be'enai in the second line, Da Al Shem Sharabu Bar Nachmeni Gidel Abaye Bebeso. Abaye was adopted, was brought up by Rabba Bar Nachmeni. The Limdo Torah and Rabba Bar Nachmeni taught him Torah, Shai Yasom, because Abaye was a Yasom. His Sio is Shem Aviv Nachmeni. So Rabba Bar Nachmeni named his boy, his adopted son, he named him Nachmeni. Rabba Stam, who Rabba Bar Nachmeni. So that's why he called him, Abaye, his real name was Nachmeni, his name was Nachmeni, given by his adopted father. Says the Gilei Nashas, quoting from the Aruch, that Kasa B'Shem HaGaonim, De Nachmeni Shmo, no, his real name was Nachmeni, that was his given name. Vaya Barachua de Rabba Bar Nachmeni, he was related to Rabba Bar Nachmeni, he was his nephew. V'Talmide, and he was his Talmud. V'Kivan Da B'Shmei Nachmeni, K'Shem Avua de Rabba Bar Nachmeni. Now Rabba Bar Nachmeni was going to be raising a child who had the same name as his own father. So lo avakari le b'kol shah Nachmeni. He thought it was inappropriate for him to call this child Nachmeni, because that's his father's name. He's not going to go around saying his father's name. So v'kari le abaye b'loshna ramis ka'adam shakore avi v'salik le abaye. So you would call him Abaye as if to say, as if you would call him little papa or something, you know, little dad. As if he's saying, you know, calling him by his father without using his father's first name, because you don't want to call anyone by your father's first name. So what's the machlokas Rashi and the Aruch over here? It could be over the permissibility of calling someone else who has your father's first name by that name. Now it's not a raya that that's exactly the issue, because it could be that Rabba Bar Nachmeni, Nachmeni was mochel. It could be that he only said it shalom b'fanav when he wasn't there, not when he was there. There are a lot of other issues at stake over here, but this is a very, very common shaila, obviously. This is an issue we had in my family when my sister married Chaim Shlomo. My father's name is Chaim Yitzchak. They both go only by their first names. Right, so the shaila was, can we call my brother-in-law by his first name, which everyone always called him by his entire life, when my father's around. And the answer is pretty pashut, that no, when my father's around, we're not allowed to call him by his name. I was at a chasna last night, I had the zechus to be sitting next to Rav Willig, so I asked him if we can even call him Chaim Shlomo, which is what the minog we took upon ourselves, that's what we do, can we call him even that? Because when we say his first name, that's already my father's name. When my father might turn around, he said, no, that's pashut that you're allowed to do that. That he didn't think was a problem. But he said, probably that's the reason for the Rav Yehuda HaChassid. Right? Rav Yehuda HaChassid says that you shouldn't marry someone who has a girl shouldn't marry a guy who has the same name as her father, so that's probably the reason for it, he said. And I think other Rachmanim point that out, that because it's going to cause all sorts of kibarav issues of calling this person the name in front of the other one, it could cause all sorts of problems. Okay, the Rambam says, Beferish, the Gilin HaShas refers to a Rambam, just in Hilchas Mamrim, that Rambam says that if someone has the same name as your father, you have to change the other person's name a little bit when you call them, so that you're not Mazkir Shem Aviv. So that was apparently the sensitivity over here. This also gets into the issue of naming after a relative, obviously, and also naming when someone's alive versus when someone's dead. Probably Nachmeni was still alive when Abaye got this name, but okay, you could see my article and choosing names for a child. I think I have a long discussion of this. All right, says the Mishnah. Barishona hayu mishana shmo shmo shemi rov shemi ra. Initially, the when a person had two names in two different places, they would be megarish with whatever name they would use in this place, and they wouldn't. And they would write in the get whatever name the person goes by around these parts, and they wouldn't focus on all of his names. His Gamliel Zaken Shei Kosev Yishploni we call Shum Sheyeshla. We Shaplonus we call Shum Sheyeshla. Rav Gamliel Zaken made a takana that you have to write in the get this person's name. You write whatever Ishploni and call Shum Sheyeshlo. Mipnei Tikkun Olam, and he did that because of Tikkun Olam. So what exactly is he saying when you say call Shum Sheyeshlo? Tosos points out over here that he quotes from the Halachas Gedolos. B'tovsa Gittin Halachas Gedolos. Meaning you actually write in the get that phrase. You don't actually write the other names. You just say Yosef v'kol shum sheyeshlo. Right? You say his name and all the other names that he has. But it says Tosos ve'ein nir l'Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like that. Rabbeinu Tam says you can't make that the standard text of a get because there are some people that don't have a million different names. There's some people that only have one name, and people are going to think that he has other names because it says kol shum sheyeshlo. So they're going to think it must be referring to someone else who has other names, and it's going to be motzi laz on the get. So Rabbeinu Tam says no. We're not saying that you write the phrase kol shum sheyeshlo. It means you write kol shum sheyeshlo. You write all the other names that you know of that this fellow has. Now, such a strange thing. Why would people have two different names in two different cities? Right? In Pashas, we're not even, you can see the examples the Gemara gives, we're not even talking about like someone who's called Yosef in one city and he's called Joseph in another city. We're talking about someone's called Yochanan in one city and he's called Yehuda in another city, meaning two totally different names. So, interestingly, the Rishonim point out over here that the Rush writes that it's very common that when a person goes from one city to another city, back in those days, travel wasn't from one city to another city, wasn't that common. Usually they're running away from something. And when you're running away from something, change your name. So the Rush says that's why it was likely that a person had a different name in a different city. The Meiri just says, no, they speak a different language in the other place. So you want a name that fits in, you can go to to a country that has, that you want a name that fits into the country in general. So anyway, so the Rav Gamliel Zaken made this takana. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says the Gemara, Shalchule B'nei Medina Siyam Rav Gamliel. The B'nei Medina Siyam sent a message from Gamliel with the following problem. B'nei Adam Abam Yisham Lekan Shmo Yosef Karmel Yochanan. You have people who come from your place, from your town to this town. The name is Yosef, and they call him Yochanan in the other town, or Yochanan b'Karmel Yosef, or the other way around. Heich Megarish and Usher saying how are they allowed to be Megarish their wives? What sort of name can we put in the get? The Marik is Medayik. We Dafka chose these names as opposed to a name like that's clearly a nickname. We Dafka chose real names over here because when you choose a real name, then someone sees that name is never going to dream in his wildest dreams. He's never going to imagine that the person must have another name also. They'll assume if it says Yochanan, his name is Yochanan. But if his name was Big Papa or whatever, whatever the you know, something that's obviously a nickname, Tubby, or something that's obviously a nickname, so someone's going to see the nickname, and they're going to realize, no, it's obvious that he has another name, so it's not really going to be a problem to write that in the get, because it's not going to be Motzilaz. Everyone's going to realize he must have another name, we're just not totally aware of what that other name is. But it's these names, Bedafka, that it doesn't sound like he has any other names. That's where we have a problem. That's Marik in Simon Pei Vav. So it says the Gemara, Amad Ram Gamliel, that's when Ram Gamliel got up, the Hiskenshu, Kosvinish, Ploni, we call Shum Sheyeshlo. Isha Plonis, we call Shum Sheyeshlo. That's when he made the Takana in our Mishnah, Mipnei Tikkun Olam, that you shouldn't have any such problems, you put in all the names. Amar Ravashi Vudis Chazik betray Shmi. Ravashi says that's only if we know that the person, in fact, has two names. How long does it take to create a Chazaka, that a person has two names? So the Gemara Babasu Kuv Samach Zayin, Amad Vay says Chazaka is created over here with 30 days. If he goes 30 days by that name, so then it's called the Schazik. That's why those poskim I mentioned before, the Savas Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, that Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid says you shouldn't marry a girl shouldn't marry a guy who has the same name as her father. So many of the, and more of the Hasidic poskim, but many of them say that you should change the guy's name. Don't not marry the guy, just change his name. And could cause major problem with getting, if they're obviously not thinking along those lines when they're getting married, but you should change the guy's name. So when you change the guy's name, you have to make sure that he sticks with that name for 30 days before they get married, so that it could be a schazik that he has, that name is firmly planted in him. So I'm like Rabbi Abba Ravashi, Rabbi Mari, Rabbi Lazar, Kaimi Kavasev. So he said, yeah, Rabbi Mari and Rabbi Lazar hold the same way. They also hold that it needs to be a schazik that he has two names. Tani Kavasi Ravashi, Hailo Shein Ashim Achs B'Yudavachs B'Galil, the guy has two wives, one in Yehuda, one in Galil. Veloshnei Shemos, and he has two names, Echad Yehuda, Echad Galil. He's called by one name in Yehuda, by another name in Galil. V'girish Hasishto Shabi Yehuda, B'Shmo Shabi Yehuda, V'Hasishto Shabi Galil, B'Shmo Shabi Galil. And he divorces his wife in Yehuda with his name in Yehuda, and his wife in Galil with his name that he goes by in Galil. Einu Mugoresh Hasachi Garish Hasishto Shabi Yehuda, B'Shmo Shabi Yehuda, V'Shem De Galil Imo. The Gerushin is not good until he divorces his wife in Yehuda with his Yehuda name plus his Galil name, and his wife in Galil is Galil name plus his Yehuda name. He needs all of his names in the get. Right? We know he's his chazik that he has two names, he needs all of his names in the get. Yatzal Makom Achar V'Girish, what if he goes to a third city, he goes somewhere else and he divorces his wife, Be'echad Mehen Megureshes, and he uses any one of his names is going to work. You don't need to put both names in that situation. I've Amrit Shem de Galil Imo, why not? In Yehuda, he needs to use his Galil name also. In Galil, he needs to use his Yehuda name also. Why in some third city can he just choose a name and he doesn't have to use both names? No, what you see is, in Yehuda, we knew he had a Galil name. In Galil, we know he had a Yehuda name. We knew he had two names. When you know he has two names, you need to put both names in. But in some third city where they don't even know him, he says, my name is Joe, so his name is Joe, so fine, that's his name. So they go with whatever they know. If it's not a schazik that he has two names, then you don't have to put both names in. Miriam, there was a woman whose name was Miriam, but some people called her Sarah. So Rashi says over here, Miut b'nei Iram hayukar neshma Sarah. Some of the people in the city would call her Sarah. What's Rashi bala afuke? What's the other possibility? What else might the Gemara mean? So the Get Pashut writes that it's Lafuke, a case where everyone calls her both names, but Rov Pa'amim they call her. They call her one of the names. Now we're Dafka talking about where some people call her one, other people call her the other name. So Amri Nardai, Miriam v'kol shum sheyeshla v'lo Sarah v'kol shum sheyeshla. We say Miriam in kol shum sheyeshla, not Sarah in kol shum sheyeshla. It's interesting, the Taz in the Shemos Anashim writes that there was a Maisa, he says, Maisa Balafanai, of a guy whose name was El Azar, and everyone would always call him El Azar, and they would write in the, that he was called to the Torah as El Azar, but whenever he needed to sign his name, he would sign Eliezer with a Yud, for some reason. So he wanted to know, is Eliezer also his name? Do you have to write Eliezer as well? So the Taz Paskin that no, you don't have to write in the get even Demiskaria Eliezer, because since no one in the world calls him that. And the Gemara is specific that it's Dafka Hudavu Karula, that some people call it this and some people call it that. If no one calls him that, even if he himself puts in writing the name Eliezer, that's not his name. All right, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up from the Mishnah.